Just like those paints mixed on Bob Ross's palette, Michigan's politics are something of a hybrid.
We're really more of a purple state.
I think it's a purple state.
Michigan is actually a purple state.
It's purple with a bit more red in there than blue.
Michigan is the purplest state in the country.
Here's why. For years, Michigan has tended to elect Democrats to the U.S. Senate and the presidency, but it's picked Republicans for statewide office. The tricky part to figuring out Michigan's political identity lies in what political consultant Dennis Darnoy calls purple voters. He says the interplay between how those people vote on a federal level, Democrats for president, versus a state level, lately Republican, is what really makes Michigan purple.
You know, when you look at the state level, it's very much a red state. And I think it's balanced by those purple voters who are willing to vote for Obama for president and then a Republican for county executive and sheriff and prosecutor.
But the 2016 election made some analysts rethink how they characterize Michigan. That's because in a break from recent history, Michigan went red in the presidential election, narrowly voting for Donald Trump. Robert Yoon is a reporter and analyst for Inside Elections. He says it's possible Trump's Michigan win was a blip, but it could also signal a shift in the state's political character.
There are a few things to, you know, wonder about whether 2016 was the start of a long-term realignment from blue to red.
And analysts will be looking to this upcoming November election to try and figure that out. Republicans would need to hang on to their majorities in the state House and Senate, along with the governor's office. But polls suggest this could be a better year for Democrats in Lansing. Zach Gorchow is the editor of Gongwer News Service. He says if Democrats do take everything in November, they shouldn't get complacent.
That doesn't mean that Michigan's suddenly like, oh yeah, it's a blue state. We knew that. Of course it is. It will definitely cement it as like, this is a competitive purple two-party state.
But Gorchow says if Republicans hang on to power at the state capitol, well, that's a different story.
If they were to win, you know, just about everything this year, it would have sort of, I think, a cementing effect. Whereas for Democrats, if they do win everything, it's still recent that they didn't have everything.
It'll take a few more election cycles to get a better view of Michigan's long-term political identity. Reporter Robert Yoon says 2018 will be a good indicator, but it's too early to say whether Michigan will continue to be known as a reliably purple state.
If I could get back to you in 10 years, that would be helpful.
That uncertainty means Michigan will likely be a focus of attention after the midterms as another presidential election cycle gets underway. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.